Labas and good afternoon. This is Kęstutis Reividas, and you're listening to Independent Lithuanian Radio right here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial, and of course, live streaming audio over the internet at ktym.com.
Lauko durys ir seklyčia ant beržo šakos, gelsvos smiltys šilo uoga, šalia rūtos rausvo vario žiedas lūpas, aukštam kalne žalia gyra, žalių gyroj, tėvūnyje vėjo mūšant iš amžinybės, neškit jauna, aukštam kalna, sukit meskit mane jauna, kad iš viso aukštam kalna, aukštam kalna.
Hello, good afternoon, and thanks again for tuning into Independent Lithuanian Radio. Once again, we're featuring Kitava from their new album, little outtakes here, and once again, our promotion is continuing. Any donation to Independent Lithuanian Radio of $100 or greater will get you a copy of their new CD by Kitava, again, that we are featuring little outtakes of all day. So thanks again for tuning in, and thank you for your continued support. Well, it's Kazuko Muge weekend. You know what that means? St. Casimir's Fair. Yes, the first weekend of March. Okay, the first weekend of March for hundreds of years. I think for something like 600 years. We'll get to that in a minute. It is a crafts fair and it's sort of an open air market and sort of a kickoff in anticipation for spring. It goes on in Lithuania, in Vilnius specifically. Now, of course, it goes on everywhere. And again, we'll talk about the history of the fair and some details. But locally here in Los Angeles, the Scouts, the Lithuanian Scouts Association, sponsors our own version of Kazuko Muge, St. Casimir's Fair. And it all happens tomorrow. Matter of fact, in about 24 hours or less from now will be the kickoff. It'll be tomorrow, Sunday, at the corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets. That's tomorrow, March 3rd. Okay, and it follows Holy Mass. The Scouts in uniform participate in the ceremony of Mass at 10:30. And about 11:30, quarter to 12, the ribbon is cut, and Kazuko Muge, St. Casimir's Day Fair, begins. There will be food, so you should bring an appetite, okay? It doesn't cost anything to get into the fair, but bring your appetite and a couple of bucks because you're going to want to participate in a delicious luncheon brought to you by the Scoutes Gražinietes, okay? This is a women's group within the Lithuanian Scouting Organization, and they have prepared a feast for you of traditional Lithuanian foods, including Lithuanian sausages. So be a part of that. Also, of course, there'll be other foods available outside on the grill and the like, but a great, delicious feast and luncheon awaits you from the Gražinietes. Okay, so be sure to come hungry. It'll be worth it. So once again, Los Angeles's very own version of the traditional St. Casimir's Day Fair, Kazuko Muge, tomorrow at about noon at St. Casimir's Parish Grounds. That's at the corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets, we remind you. Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Street. And this event takes place, again, indoors and outdoors. There's food and entertainment inside and outside. There are craft booths and all sorts of goodies for you to check out and buy and participate in, games for the kids. And there will be drawings, lotteries, and the like. So that's tomorrow at noon. I hope to see you there. And again, it's going to be a beautiful day in Los Angeles. You know, mild summer-like weather, which behooves me to tell you about what's going on in Lithuania, because it's snowing this evening in the capital of Lithuania, and snow showers will continue through tomorrow, and it'll even get a little bit windy, and it'll clear out on Monday with a high of 23 degrees and a low overnight of 17. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll see highs closer to 38, 39, and by Saturday, March 9th, it'll be 40 degrees in the capital of Lithuania, with lows overnight just dipping below freezing. All this is important, of course, because in Vilnius, the largest fair, the largest Kazuko Mugis St. Casimir's Day crafts fair of its kind in all of Central Europe, takes place. So everybody in the capital will be bundling up, braving the snow, to see what sort of goods and wares all the merchants bring out onto the streets of Vilnius, along with traditional Lithuanian folk art. We'll be right back. So let's talk a little bit more about Mugė as the Kitava music fades out into the background. It is a large annual folk arts and crafts fair dating to the beginning of the 17th century. It was originally held at the two main markets in Vilnius, as well as spilling out into the city streets. It's traditionally held on the Sunday nearest to St. Casimir's Day, which is May 4th, and of course St. Casimir is the patron saint of Lithuania. Kazuko Mugė means Little Casimir's Fair. The fair also features music and dancing now in modern times and attracts tens of thousands of visitors and craftsmen from all over the country, as well as from neighboring countries like Latvia and Poland. The pavilions of the fair occupy the streets and squares generally of Old Town. They begin on Gediminas Avenue there at Cathedral Square, huge setup of booths and merchants, and then it branches up to Pilies Street and goes up past St. Anne's Church, you know, the Gothic church that many of you are familiar with. Anyway, it's huge. I've been to it, and it just covers every square inch of town, everywhere you go in the center of the city, from Old Town up on Gedimino Prospektas, which is the big main walk street that leads out from the cathedral all the way down towards Parliament Square, where the seat of the government is. Of course, in recent years, this is spread out. It's also held in Kaunas. You know, Šiauliai have their version. So even towns with lots of Lithuanian locals in Poland put on their own fair. Now, of course, traditionally, they include handmade goods from local craftsmen, apparel, knitted clothes, footwear, toys, utensils, you know, the like foodstuffs like rye bread, bagels, honey cookies, meat, dairy products, natural honey, beer, you know, dried fish, gira, are sold. Also, you start seeing the verbos, or the palm bouquets for Palm Sunday, verbu sekmadienis. And this is one of the fair specialties, to get your verbos to be ready for Palm Sunday. Now, they're made of colorful dried flowers and herbs, and then you take them with you to the church on Palm Sunday to be blessed. So this is a big traditional feature of the fair. Another popular product, now this is locally in Lithuania, is called the Muginukas, and it's a specific cookie that's specifically made for the fair, and it's kind of heart-shaped, decorated with colored sugar flowers, little dots, birds, and you write the popular names of men and women on the cookies, and people buy them to give them to their loved ones. So, you know, for example, you'd buy a cookie for me with the name Castus on it, and you'd give it to me, and you say, I've been to the fair, and I brought this home for you, so because you couldn't attend, or it was too cold, or something like that. So this is, again, a very traditional feast, and it's sort of in the winter, a great excuse for people to get out of the house, because even though it's March, it still tends to be cold, as we told you in the weather report a little bit earlier. Now, every year, the city tries to outdo the year before, you know, to make it more elaborate than ever. You know, for example, last year there was a huge procession throughout the whole, throughout all the streets, with people playing traditional musical instruments, and the giant puppets. Last year there was a giant stork, cats, some sort of insects, bats, and people asked, you know, what do these creatures have to do with the fair, for example, last year? What does a bird have to do? Well, someone answered, a bird symbolizes spring. But the Vilnius Ethics Culture Minister's assistant said, hey, we take what we can get, whatever can get a laugh. So you could see that everybody was simply having a good time. Lots of live music and entertainment, again, putting out in the street. This year specifically, the fair opened up Friday, yesterday, okay, and the official opening was at the National Drama Theater out there. It was where festivities began. And then exhibits opened called Gates to Suvalkija, which is the district that Vilnius is in, and that was sort of the theme. And then today, Saturday, another theatrical procession, sort of like last year's, and it starts at Lukiškių aikštė, and that is, again, by the Parliament, Parliament Square, near there, and it completed an hour and a half later at Rotušė, which is the main square in Old Town. Live music tonight in Old Town, and tomorrow there will be amateur rock and roll bands and folk music, and there'll be a video presentation of a film called A Panorama of Suvalkija, and in the evening at about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, will be the official closing of the square with live music and dancing at Rotušė aikštė, again, which is the main square in Old Town. Not Cathedral Square, but the Rotušė Square, which is up closer to the Gates of Dawn, also known as Aušros Vartai. And again, everybody in Vilnius will probably be there because it's just a great place to be and a lot of fun to get outside and get some fresh air. And when you talk about arts and crafts, they have specific folk artists who are certified that they have gone to the proper folk art schools and that they authentically produce. For example, you know, you've seen these wooden devil masks, or you've seen wooden kitchen utensils, traditional Lithuanian woven clothing, that it's done with authentic tools, it's done in the authentic way, and if you buy it from these craftsmen, you will pay a premium for their artwork. But that's what it is. It's art, and it's beautiful. And these people are generally found in separate sections scattered throughout the fairgrounds. Otherwise, it's a place where you might walk down the street and buy a blender from a merchant who brought in a bunch of blenders from Belarus or Poland or Germany, for that matter. So it's quite eclectic and interesting. And, you know, frankly, there's a lot of trashy stuff out there. And on the other hand, you can find some really beautiful and unique things. Not to mention, around the corners, people having their own little garage sales and bringing out some of their personal stuff into their yards and alleyways and courtyards to sell, which can often be very interesting because, you know, it's been over 20 years since the collapse of the Soviet Union, and sometimes you can find some of the most interesting, nostalgic remnants of that period for very little money. Anyway, once again, we remind you that tomorrow we have our very own Kaziuko Mugė Lithuanian Arts and Crafts Fair, brought to you by Lithuanian Scouting Association, right here at St. Casimir's Parish Hall, corner of Griffith Park Boulevard and St. George Streets in the Los Feliz Silver Lake area. I'll be there. Hope to see you there, too. Now, there's other events going on that we want to keep you in the loop on. Probably one of the more important things you want to mark down, especially if you have issues with the government of Lithuania, and you want to talk to consular officers from the Lithuanian Consulate General in New York City will be visiting Los Angeles to conduct official business. Now, that's happening in a couple of weeks, the 22nd and 23rd of March, Friday and Saturday, okay? Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd of March in Santa Monica at 2802 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's 2802 Santa Monica Boulevard. You have to apply in advance. They need to know you're coming. Okay, so you have time set aside to meet with you. During this mission, it will be possible for you to submit applications, for example, for Lithuanian citizenship, to get passport papers or vital records from Lithuania, and receive other consulate services. So to do this, you should register at the consulate in New York by email at ny@urm.lt. That's NY, like New York, at URM.lt. Or simply write down this phone number, call them, and register. 212-354-7840. Phone number of the Consulate General of Lithuania in New York City for you to register to meet with officers on the 22nd or 23rd of March here in Santa Monica, California. The phone number to call is 212-354-7840. Last time, 212-354-7840. Well, we all know that Los Angeles and New York City vie for the title of cultural center of the United States. If not Western popular culture, but certainly in theater and movies. So if Los Angeles isn't the center of theater, it certainly is in the visual arts of film. But regardless, there is a vibrant theater community in Los Angeles, and someone who's part of it is our very own Dalia Vosylius. Dalia Vosylius is performing in a play. It's been extended. It's quite the hit, called Random Acts. And that's at the Pacific Resident Theater in Venice, California. Not only does she perform in the program, but she's also a producer of the program. So why don't you make reservations to go out and see Dalia Vosylius in the play, and take a little evening, and please enjoy a presentation of Random Acts, subtitled Falling in Love and Other Serious Injuries. It's been extended through March 10th, so you have another week to see it, and the theater is at 707 Venice Boulevard, just west of Lincoln in Venice Beach, California. Okay, 707 Venice Boulevard, just west of Lincoln in Venice, California. Here's the phone number for reservations. 323-460-2508. That's 323-460-2508. Random Acts, Falling in Love and Other Serious Injuries, starring our very own Dalia Vosylius. For reservations, call 323-460-2508, playing through March 10th. Finally, we want to take you up to April. On April 14th, the day before your taxes are due, take a break and come to the springtime banquet of the Birutietes. Okay, they're going to have a springtime banquet luncheon, and there's going to be live entertainment, and you'll find out about the wonderful work that this wonderful charitable women's group does. So find out more. Call Orna at 323-650-2263. That's Sunday, the 14th of April at noon at St. Casimir's Parish Hall. Call Orna at 323-650-2263. And also in April, there will be an annual awards banquet brought to you by the Baltic American Freedom League. The Baltic American Freedom League is awarding its Freedom Award this year to our very own Marius Markevičius. Marius Markevičius is being presented this award as the writer and director of the documentary film The Other Dream Team, that inspirational story of the 1992 Lithuanian Olympic basketball team and their incredible journey from the clutches of communism to a bronze medal at the Summer Olympics in Barcelona in 1992. Modest will be receiving the award, and the keynote speaker at the banquet will be Representative Adam Schiff, who represents California's 28th Congressional District. Representative Schiff has recently agreed to become the co-chairman of the House Baltic Caucus in his seventh term in Congress. So come here, Congressman Schiff speak, and let's honor our very own Marius Markevičius as he accepts the Baltic American Freedom Award from the Baltic American Freedom League Saturday, April 6th. That's Saturday, April 6th at the Latvian Community Center on Riverside Drive in Los Angeles. For more information, you can call Marita at 818-321-1811, or you can call me at my office phone at 310-453-3727. That's 310-453-3727. I'm Kęstutis Reividas. I'm also on the board of directors of the Baltic American Freedom League, so we'll be happy to take your reservations, and if I'm not available, someone else will be able to take them for you. So once again, April 6th, Saturday, Latvian Community Center, Baltic American Freedom League Awards Banquet. Tickets are $50, and I hope to see you there. During these outtakes from the Kithava album, which, like we say, we're happy to send off to you with any donation to support independent Lithuanian radio of $100 or more, you know, I ran across another article on these Kaziuko Mugas on this St. Casimir's Day Fair. You know, just amazing what a big deal this has turned out. Dublin, okay, Dublin, Ireland is having a St. Casimir's Day Fair this weekend. Today specifically, 15,000 people attended. 15,000 people to learn about Lithuanian arts and crafts and culture, presentation of Lithuanian businesses, and the like. So, anyway, once again, big weekend in Lithuania and around the world in Lithuanian communities. Lithuania pushes back on Russian energy dominance. This is an article from Wire Reports, a compilation I picked up in the Baltic Times. Dateline Vilnius, the 20th of February. Lithuanian officials are demanding lower prices from Moscow on natural gas, part of a broader trend against Russian energy dominance throughout Europe. This is written by Stratfor. Stratfor gathers intelligence on a subscription basis. In response to similar moves elsewhere, Moscow has become more accommodating on issues like pricing in order to maintain the country's position and market share in Europe. However, because of other political positions Vilnius has taken, contrary to Moscow's wishes, and the fact that Lithuania consumes a relatively small amount of energy, Russia may choose to deal with the Baltic state in a less cooperative way than it has with others. Lithuanian Prime Minister Algirdas Butkevičius said that Lithuania would not offer Gazprom, Russia's state-owned energy giant, any concessions of its own in exchange for lower natural gas prices. Days before that, this is like right before February 1st, Gazprom Deputy Chairman Medvedev met with Lithuanian Energy Minister Yaroslav Neverovich, reportedly to convince Vilnius to abandon reforms to its energy sector that would undermine Russia's position on Lithuanian supply. Russia is the primary supplier in Lithuania, providing all of the country's natural gas and nearly all of its oil and oil products. Lithuania, because Lithuania is firmly aligned politically with the West, it is an active member and proponent of both the EU and NATO. Russia has sought to use its energy position in the country for political leverage. This approach has included charging Lithuania one of the highest natural gas rates of any European country, $540 per cubic meter. The significance of this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm away from the article now. We've talked about this a dozen times here, okay? Lithuanians are paying the same or more for natural gas than Germans are, who make about 10 times more money. So you see, given that Lithuania has no viable alternative to Russian energy, for years there was little that the country of 3 million people could do to challenge Moscow's dominant position in energy. But in the past year, things have begun to change. In March last year, Lithuania announced a deal beginning next year to lease floating regasification terminals from Norway, which would bring 1 billion cubic meters of natural gas per year, roughly half of Lithuania's gas consumption, with the possibility of further expansions. Lithuania has also taken legal action against Gazprom in line with the EU Third Energy Package, which seeks to unbundle the sales, production, and distribution of energy companies cooperating in EU member states, operating, that is, in EU member states, since Gazprom is involved in both production and distribution in Lithuania. These moves have come amid a regional push to diversify away from dependence on Russian energy. European countries have worked to bring online other non-Russian energy sources, such as liquefied natural gas and now shale gas. For the countries with the necessary import infrastructure, the possibility of new energy supplies that come with far fewer political conditions and are often cheaper than Russian energy is appealing. In response, Russia has become more pragmatic and accommodating in overall policy, eschewing politically motivated cutoffs and restructuring contracts with energy companies from several European countries for lower prices in exchange for maintaining long-term contracts and preserving its market share in Europe, which is critical to the Russian economy. These adjustments initially occurred with Western European countries like Germany and Italy that had close working relationships with Russia. But in recent months, Moscow has reached similar deals with smaller Central and Eastern European countries where relations have been more complicated, like Poland and Bulgaria. Despite, however, Lithuania is one of the last countries that Russia would want to accommodate on energy due to its aggressive rhetoric on energy and political matters and the country's assertive pro-West foreign policy towards states such as Belarus and Ukraine. Lithuanian officials have said that the country is not prepared to offer any concessions for the lower prices and instead would continue to abide by Third Energy Package regulations and possibly implement transit fees on Russian energy passing through Lithuania to the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad, a sensitive issue for Moscow. Because of Lithuania's moves towards diversification, as well as pending €1.5 billion with a B euro lawsuit the country has filed against Gazprom in Stockholm arbitration court, it appears that lowering prices may be the only way for Russia to preserve its market share in Lithuania over the long term. Again, this may not be a big priority for Moscow because, again, Lithuania is a small market overall, so losing some or even all exports would not have a significant economic impact on Russia. And for Russia, this issue is not only related to energy. Moscow has gradually lost much of its influence in the Baltic region over the past few years, and Russian accommodation there could affect its image and negotiations with other strategic countries such as Ukraine. Russia may choose to settle the matter in a pragmatic way, similar to its deals with other European countries, in order to preserve market share. Or Russia may choose to deal with Lithuania aggressively in order to send a message that Moscow is not always willing to cooperate at any cost. Russia's moves in the coming days and weeks may be telling which option Moscow will pursue. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I also find it telling that the fact that the largest shale gas reserves in all of Europe straddle the border of Poland and Russia. Poland and Lithuania. And Lithuania should aggressively pursue that. Unfortunately, there are corrupt powers in Lithuania that like it the way it is, because they're in bed with Gazprom, and they love the money that they are stealing from the pockets of the Lithuanian people. Depressing and sad, but all too true. Before we sign off today, we want to wish a happy birthday to our regular listener, Jeannie Peters. Hello, Jeannie. Ilgausu Matu. Happy birthday to you. And we want to thank you for regularly listening and supporting us here on Independent Lithuanian Radio. Happy birthday again, Jeannie. This is Kestutis Reividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. Thanks for tuning in, and tell your friends and loved ones that they can listen anywhere in the world, live streaming audio over the internet at www.ktym.com.